Youth revolutionaries have staged a march to the presidential compound of President Mansour Hadi, calling on him to reconstruct the Yemeni army forces and to lift the immunity from prosecution which was granted to Ali Saleh and his allies. The protesters also praised the latest presidential decrees by Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, which dismissed the head of the National Security Agency, Ali Muhammad Al-Ansi, and the head of the military intelligence, Mujahid Ali Quthain, along with other top government officials who served under the former ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh.
We came out to condemn the latest violence which took place on Tuesday and to praise the latest presidential decrees which displayed courage on his behalf. We hope that the president remains steadfast in taking such steps so that we can meet all our demands.
Jamil Al-Asbihi, who is a member of Yemen's National Council, said that the presidential decrees are a key step forward. However, they are simply not enough. Al-Asbihi also called on all Yemeni revolutionaries to come out now and support the revolution with full perseverance, describing the current situation as a critical point in the revolution.
I would like to take this opportunity to call on all the revolutionaries to take a significant stance for the nation by fully supporting the revolution at this critical point so that all our demands can be met soon.
In addition to calling for an escalation of revolutionary activities, the Wednesday protesters also stood out in front of President Mansour Hadi's compound, calling on him to immediately reconstruct Yemen's military forces. The protesters believe that the army reconstruction will play a key role in restoring the nation's security and ending the wave of violent attacks which have swept the nation.
The Yemeni army is for the protection of the nation. However, for the past 33 years, the army has been serving to protect certain people and certain parties. I am now confident that the majority of the Yemeni army is for the protection of the people and for the protection of the constitution.
During the past few months, Yemen has witnessed a series of deadly attacks which targeted key government officials, including Yemen's Defense Minister Mohammed Nasser Ahmed, who has reportedly been rushed to Saudi Arabia to seek medical treatment after sustaining critical injuries in Tuesday's car bomb explosion in front of the Ministry Council.
The deadly attack, which killed over a dozen people on Tuesday, has ignited another massive demonstration, condemning the latest violence and praising the president's sacking of government officials loyal to the previous regime. Yusuf Mawdi, Press TV, Sana'a.